Meanwhile, a new UN report released today shows opium cultivation in Afghanistan fell by 22% this year, as prices for the drug tumbled, causing farmers to switch to other crops. The opium industry, which fuels the global heroin trade, is mainly controlled by criminal gangs and corrupt officials.
But the Taliban are said to siphon off millions of dollars from opium trade by imposing taxes on farmers and smugglers in return for ensuring safe passage of the drug. Spokesperson for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, Walter Kemp, explains the reasons for the decline.
There are a number of factors. One is more effective governance in some parts of the country. Others are market forces that are making it less attractive to grow opium and more attractive to grow other things like wheat. And also there's the issue of counter-narcotics and counterinsurgency now going hand in hand that are increasing the risks of opium growing and trafficking. There is a large drop this year, which is encouraging. About 800,000 people less are involved in the opium trade than last year, which indicates that it's less attractive. But yes, there are still a number of people in the country who are involved in opium cultivation. One of the reasons why people grow opium is that they can. There are regions of the country that are out of control of the central government, and those regions of highest instability are the regions of highest opium cultivation. And secondly, in the past, it's been a rather lucrative commodity in a country that's rather poor. But as I said, there are other forms of income, licit forms of income, that are becoming more attractive. And we're trying to encourage that trend through development and increased security.